Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk to Mark Cox, the Mark Cox Morning Show, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Too much winning. We can't take it anymore.
We can't stop. It's too dangerous.
I'm the best there is at what I do.
And that's the bottom line.
So Mark Cox is joining us. Mark, I want to ask you this. The way that we have addressed this as a country, this pandemic that's facing the entire globe, what's your opinion on how that started off and maybe where we are at this point in time?
Yeah, Annie, how are you?
Doing okay. Hanging in there.
I'm glad to hear it. I am, just sitting out here on my front porch again, trying to do something different than I did yesterday, which is, you know, a start.
You're sitting on the other side of your porch?
Like I'm on the other end of the porch this time.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really good question.
You probably don't use the left side of your porch. You probably only sit on the right side of your porch.
I try to avoid it if I can. I really do. You know, the answer to your question is, I heard an interview the other day with George W. Bush from 2005 when he brought up the need to address, to be ready for a pandemic in this country. And he started many of the programs that we're seeing being implemented right now. His department, his CDC and emergency department, basically put a lot of those things in place. And then it suddenly wasn't a priority anymore. And I'm not being political here. I'm not pointing fingers at the succeeding administration. But what I'm saying is his government lost interest in it, and succeeding governments have lost interest in it. Congress lost interest in it, and certainly the Obama administration touched on it in 2009 when we had H1N1. But still nobody picked up the banner and really carried it forward. I mean, we realize that now. The thing that really sickens me about all of this is that people want to say, oh, well, this administration ignored this for a couple of months. The United States government has ignored this for 15 years, generally speaking. I mean, after H1N1 should have been our wake-up call, and it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So given that, and given the fact that we've responded as quickly as we have, I think is pretty amazing, and it speaks to the resilience of the American people. Those death figures they were giving at 200,000 always seemed way out of whack to me. And right now, I would, just looking at the numbers, I don't even know if we're on track to beat the worst flu season of the last 8 or 9 years, which was about 75 or 80,000.
Mark, speaking of the numbers, what do you make of the relationship between Dr. Fauci and Trump? I mean, does it look like there's a push-pull there, and is it healthy, or do you like it, or do you not?
Well, I do think there's a push-pull, I guess, is one way I'd look at it. I was disappointed yesterday, frankly, when the headline on, and don't trust me, I don't read this publication very often, but I saw a headline which drew me to it. Vox had it, or Axios, one of the two, had a full article on the screaming matches that were taking place inside the Situation Room between Dr. Fauci and one of the president's advisors on whether or not they would approve this chloroquine more quickly. And, you know, I think Fauci is somebody who's been involved in that department for 25 or 30 years. I mean, he's been around a long time. I've seen pictures of him with every politician in Washington, D.C., I think. He's been around a long time. But at his heart, I think he's a researcher. And just like you can't find a math professor who's generally willing to let you take shortcuts, I don't think this guy wants to take any shortcuts before he declares something the winner in this vaccine race or the treatment race. And the rest of us are not math professors, and we're like, wait a minute, I know this isn't pretty, but it seems to work. Why can't I do it this way? I see that as the battle that's developing, and I don't think I don't think that it's really a negative relationship at all. I think the media wants it to be, but I don't think that it is.
I think I definitely see that this is a situation where you're going to have a whole bunch of experts. You're going to have economic experts, health experts, researchers, doctors, political analysts who are going to look at all of this and assess this in a room. And there's no way that you put people at that level into a room and not have some strong opinions, some strong egos, some brilliance that exists among the individuals surrounding that table. So I think that, like, you want a level of contention among people, because then you know that once you get to a final solution and a final product that you can bring out in front of the American people, in front of the press, that it's been vetted from a lot of different angles and, you know, modified and evolved from start to finish to make sure that you've taken into consideration all of these different aspects.
Right. No, I agree on that. You know, this morning I had a physician on from the Kansas City area. She's a family physician, Dr. Graves. I'm sure you can find the audio up on our webpage now. And Dr. Graves enlightened me on a couple of things. Number one, did you know that family physicians in Missouri, at least, I would assume it's this way in Illinois, cannot call in a prescription for their patient who's suffering from COVID-19 for hydroxychloroquine?
Hmm.
It can only be ordered by a hospital.
That's interesting.
It can only be administered in a hospital, even though this drug's been around 70 years and has several off-label uses. And one reason we did the interview this morning is that there's a petition circulating to get Governor Parson, at least, to sign an administrative order overriding this requirement, if possible, or at least pressuring somebody to override it, so that if you really want this decision to be between a person and their doctor, right? Let the doctors have all of the tools in their medical bag. And, you know, Dr. Graves was pretty offended as a physician that she can't prescribe this medicine, which she said, along with Zithromax, has shown some outstanding results around the world.
Yeah,
that's
that
frustrating.
Is frustrating. I see what you did there. We're speaking with Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show on Twitter at MarkCox971. Compare for me your opinion of the way Missouri and Illinois are handling this individually between the two governors. It couldn't be much more different. And that's just, you know, the next chapter in the book of how different a blue state and a red state might be from one another.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I've noticed that, because all of the blue states across the country, many of the states that initially put in the statewide stay-at-home orders were blue states. It was the red states that hesitated a little more. It's been the blue states hit hardest, also, we can all agree. I praised Governor Parson for the way he's handled this, because even when he issued the stay-at-home order on Friday, he still had 40 or 50 counties out of his 114 with two or fewer cases. Many of them had zero cases. And he's the governor of all of Missouri and not just St. Louis and Kansas City. So he said he was trying to balance shutting down businesses in counties where there's not a problem versus places like St. Louis and St. Louis County, and now to some extent St. Charles County, where they're having more of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I think Governor Pritzker is Chicago-centric, right? He's
yes.
from there. He has homes there. That was his number one priority. Meanwhile, people in southeastern Illinois who were affected by the stay-at-home order weren't really dealing with the same problems. I think it's just a difference in approach to government. One side believes big government's the answer to everything. The other side thinks you need to step back and make common-sense decisions so you're not forcing making the cure worse than the disease in some cases. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with how Parson handled this up to this point. I think he finally gave in to the mounting political pressure in the end, but he only shut the state down for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And again, you see a difference in leadership there.
Yeah, certainly a difference. I just wish, to your point, that Governor Pritzker would understand the difference between Chicago and the rest of the state. If you want to make an order that would be good for the city of Chicago, you can work with the mayor there, who's going to be, you know, obliged to work along with you, alongside of you, and do what's best for Chicago. But you take it down into the rural areas of Southern Illinois, it's almost strange to shut things down in the capacity with which he did so quickly. Granted, I'm in favor of a you know, the stay at home order. The order is a tough word to swallow here in this country.
Yes.
But you
yes.
know, the president has been very outspoken on the guidelines that they've put forth, and I think people do need to stay at home. The question is, do you need the government to try to force you to do so? That's always a bit of a chafe to try to handle that type of an order in this country. One last question before we let you go here. Are you finding out, are you encountering any first world problems being in your home and staying at home that maybe you didn't know that you had, where you encounter something and it frustrates you, but then you realize this isn't the worst that it could be? Are you coping okay at home, Mark?
Well, I think at this point, Annie and Ryan can appreciate this. I think for the first time in my life, I am probably maybe 48 or 72 hours away from having to put my hair up in a man bun.
Yes, do it. You don't cut your hair, Mark Cox.
I'm getting to that point. It's getting to where it's going to be not, I'm just going to be unmanageable. I might have to pull it back and put it up in a little bun.
Yeah.
That's a first world problem, right?
Yeah, it is. You can handle that. You should just grow your hair out and just make it kind of be like a Superman.
Oh, no.
You can pull it off.
Candy, too much trouble. Can... It's too much trouble. I might go to a buzz cut when this whole thing gets over with.
Oh, no. You need to grow your hair out before you buzz it.
Cut?
Katie, should he grow his hair out or should he buzz it? If those are the only
grow
two
grow it out. I want to yes. see Mark Cox in a man bun.
And don't
I
want to
see Mark Cox in a Rachel.
A what?
A Rachel from Friends, you know.
That
oh
kind
my
of
God.
Hairstyle? Okay. Okay.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us today. We enjoy your front porch. It sounds lovely.
We'll
be listening 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 97.1, the Mark Cox Morning Show, right here on FM, or I was going to say the old station, 97.1 FM Talk. Good to talk to you, Mark.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.